The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. There's no better way to troll your Trump supporter friends than by picking up Bubble Genius' own tiny orange hand soap set. Give yourself a hand or take two. They're small, tiny in fact, teeny tiny. And they're orange, of course, and smells appropriately of circus peanuts in honor of the GOP's clown dictator. Am I right, folks? Only $12 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code CESCA, SESCA, at checkout, you'll get an additional 15% off only at BubbleGenius.com. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
I was just saying that I'm an entertainer too.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
I'm in a sitcom.
It's called When the Whistle Blows. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no. Is it any good?
Nice.
Oh, just riffraff everywhere. I think I've sold out, to be honest, but yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, when to keep your integrity when you're going for that first
little fat man who sold his soul.
The little
fat man who sold his dream. Chubby little loser. Chubby little loser. National joke. Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off. No. He blows his stupid brains out.
But the I'd probably miss.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shot at fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style. He's got no grace. He's banal and facile. He's a fat waste of space.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody sing that last line. One, two, three.
Bob Seska.
Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
The Bob Seska Show.
God damn it!
Hello, Bob.
Hi. It is Thursday, May 18, 2017, and this is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. I am Bob, and we are brought to you by the best soap in the world. It's BubbleGenius.com. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Get free legal advice, as always, at thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez, or just click the link on the podcast page. Right there on the front page, a photograph of Charles Bowen speaking into an old-timey telephone. Just click that, and then you can get free legal advice. All right. And if you happen to be Mike Flynn, Donald Trump, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, Jared Kushner, who am I missing? Who else is in the list who might need legal advice from Charles Bowen? Although I doubt they would get it. All right. Holy God. Holy God. Where the hell? God damn it. Where do we begin?
God damn it.
I know. Where do we begin here today? Well, let's first bring in Kimberly Mad Dog Johnson.
There she is. I thought I was Kimberly Feminist Slut Johnson.
I don't know.
Or like Feminazi Slut.
I just figured in honor of the Trump administration.
I know. But I'm a Feminazi Slut. God damn it.
She's, of course, from Liberals Unite and the Start Me Up podcast. And you've written a bunch of books.
And Huffington Post.
The Huffington Post. And what
and then
else?
I used to be on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, you were on Days of Our Lives. That is actually true. I'm not making that up. That is real. You were on Days of Our Lives for like...
Yes, I was a cop.
7 years. You were a cop.
First, I was a model. Then I was a model. Then I was a reporter. Then I was a cop, and I stayed a cop.
So you were a model twice on two separate and non-consecutive occasions.
I was a
model,
and I was a model citizen.
You were like the Grover Cleveland of models on Days of Our Lives. All right. Well, welcome to the show today, and
thank you.
And we've got so much to talk about. It's Trump crisis, the Trump crisis, day 119, and And God. Oh, also, it's Thuggish Thursday in the White House in
Thuggish
honor
Thursday.
Thuggish Thursday. We had Tyranny Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have now. I'm going with Whiny Wednesday.
Stop whining.
Because Trump was whining yesterday. So yesterday was Whiny Wednesday.
How about today, Whiny Little Bitch Wednesday?
Today is Thuggish Thursday. In honor of President Erdogan's goon squad. Did you see the goon squad, the Turkish goon squad?
Yes, I did.
Beating up the Armenian protesters.
Yeah, in fact, I posted articles all around that this is what authoritarianism, or however you say the word, looks like.
Authoritarianism, yes.
Authoritarianism,
right.
Thank you.
Thuggish authoritarianism. Erdogan thinks he can behave inside the United States like he does in Turkey. And okay. No, sorry, no, you don't get to act like that here in America. So we don't beat up our protesters here. At least we try not to. We just pepper spray our protesters. We don't actually start kicking them in the head as some of them were. And then there was I saw a photo floating around on Twitter this morning in which... there was a Erdogan goon choking out some woman, a protester, an American protester. No, sorry, Turkey. You don't get to come here. I don't care how buddy-buddy you are with Trump. You don't get to come here and beat up our protesters. We beat up our own protesters. We've got that covered. But some D.C. police officers got in some good whacks. I don't know if you saw the whole video.
I can't watch stuff like that. So
justice is served there. What else? Before we jump into Trump Russia, go f*** yourself, Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes, I would normally say whenever we have a celebrity death, I would say safe home, Roger Ailes. But I'm not going to say safe home, Roger Ailes. I'm just going to say Roger Ailes is dead. You were like, before we started the show, you're like, I'm not going to dance on Roger Ailes' grave today. And I'm like, well, he's a monster.
I know, but he is. But, you know, I mean, I understand that he has family. And I see other people doing, doing the whole dancing on the grave thing. And it's not to say that I respect him in any way.
Yeah.
And I don't have this problem with talking ill of the dead. It's basically that he's just got family members. And I feel like, you know, I don't know how they're feeling about all of this, but I certainly, you know, I doubt they're following me on social media, but I just wouldn't want to add to anybody's grief. That said, I think that he is was a horrible human being. And the legacy that he left on is we're going to have to clean up his mess for decades.
Well, I guess in deference to Roger Ailes' family, I'll only do this one more time. Roger Ailes is dead today. So I won't do it again. Just
okay. Just as long as you don't do it a third time.
I won't do it a third time. I won't say Roger Ailes is dead a third time.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should.
I am so going to hell. But there are many,
you
many
totally
other.
Totally are.
There are many other reasons prior to saying Roger Ailes is dead. See, now there was number four. Damn it. I'm sorry. My apologies to Roger Ailes' family for saying Roger Ailes is dead and then playing that sound effect. I'm so screwed.
You
know, if I actually believed in hell, I would say I was going to hell. all right. So let's dive into Trump Russia, because we're going to be talking about this.
There's nothing to see. There's nothing to see here. Why are you hanging on to this Russia thing?
Take off your tinfoil hat, Kimberly Mad Dog Johnson. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I mean, hello, and how are you doing today to all the people who said that this whole Trump-Russia thing was a big, crazy conspiracy?
No, they're still saying it.
Oh, they're still saying it.
Yes.
Are they? Really?
I just want to, you need to get an I told you so button really loud for when it all comes out without, but you know what? It really won't matter. I mean, the fucking right-wingers I can't cuss on the show.
Yeah, I'll just
you have to bleep me out. Don't cuss, Kimberly.
Yeah, because you're normally on the after party every Friday.
I know, the F-bomb comes out of my mouth every other word.
We just let the obscenities fly on that show.
But anyway, the right-winging, proud-clinging bitter-clitters are just all over the map saying, you know, I'm going to go get it. There was a post by Chicks on the Right other day.
Yeah.
And so they talked about Putin or whatever. So I took some of the screen grabs from their
comments.
Now, I don't know how many of these are actual trolls, you know, like Russian bot trolls.
Russian bots. I would say a good number of them.
But there are still some, you know, legitimate proud clingers who are saying this. And one of them, our communist liberal moon bats hate this communist even more than Bernie. I wonder why. And then there's the only thing better than Putin actually doing this would be flipping. And this, I guess he said he was going to offer the transcript of the meeting with Trump and the two Russian guys. Anyway,
yeah.
So doing this, that's what he's referring to, would be flipping through all of the MSM channels afterwards and seeing what look like a bunch of JetCom TV commercials.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Wing and bitter clinging proud clingers.
Yeah.
And then while he's a communist, he probably has more integrity than a lot of the socialists,
idiots,
communists, and the Loyocrat or the Liocrats party.
Oh,
okay,
my
wait,
God.
Wait.
The Liocrats. You know, I love that stuff.
I said it again.
Right.
Okay, and then Anne Lynch, who has no profile picture, wrote, "I like Putin. Suck on that, leftist." Smiley face.
See, now that's the dumbest one of them all. And I'll tell you why that's so dumb. I think that's so dumb for so many reasons, but I think the main one is this person is actually aligning themselves by their own, using their own name for all of posterity to see, for
no
the entire
picture,
future
so
internet
we'll
to see.
Know.
Well, yeah, it could be a bot.
Wait, let me just read the last one.
I mean, if let's assume for a second
right,
that's
a
real person. This person is backing Vladimir Putin.
And we have to suck on that.
And we have to suck on that, obviously, which I did. I've already sucked on it. I don't know if you have yet, but there's a line forming outside. Regardless, I mean, this person is putting themselves on the record as saying they support Vladimir Putin, who has executed journalists, who has executed political opponents.
But he hates gay people and
who hates black people. Who conducted the largest, most widespread cyber attack on the United States in the history of the United States, in the history of this technology that he was exploiting, and actually was able to hijack our election. And this person is cheering on Vladimir Putin.
And then, let me just read my last favorite one. I mean, there's more, but this will be the last one I read.
I'm sure.
Donkeys don't want the truth.
Donkeys, yeah.
They can't build their lies on truth and honesty. Just want to assume everything is true in the mainstream media. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Shut the
hell up!
Right. And I do want to point out with that comment right there, donkeys was donkeys apostrophe S. As if
yes,
donkey is.
God damn it!
And then
I have to stop.
Idiots. Okay, yeah. Speaking of idiots, all right. The Trump administration is. I understand the West Wing staffers circulating their resumes at this point,
yeah.
As if they're going to be hired anywhere else and not in federal prison at some point. How many people went to jail from the White House after Watergate?
Know.
It was something like it was nearly 50 people.
Ended up
going to prison because of Watergate. It was a long, long list. But I guess we should just dive in at this point in time. To rewind back to Tuesday, 30 seconds, as it always happens, always, always, always happens this way. 30 seconds after we wrapped the show, it was Buzz Burbank on Tuesday's show, and we just wrapped up, and then suddenly, bombshell, we find out that Trump asked Comey to shut down the Flynn probe, which is just obviously obstruction of justice, obviously abuse of power, obviously.
But he's never been, no other political leader has ever been picked on like he.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Poor
it's so,
Trump.
Poor Donald Trump. We have audio of him whining.
Poor widow baby.
The other day, it's just this here. Oh, poor chief executive, commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. Listen to him. He's just stops saying words and just starts crying.
I know.
Just starts crying. Takes his wig off and cries right into his wig. Although I don't know if that's a wig.
I like the fake president's version of his hair.
Oh yes.
Or whatever his called.
That's right. Tony Yatamanek's
hair.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just now on the president show. They've just taken
the
to making
show.
Making just a big wad of hair on his head. It's just not even.
Like he's all bald on the top, and then he just has this like lower layer of hair that's really, really long.
So that
they come it up and position it.
I mean, I've heard lots of theories about what's going on under there. I do, from what I can tell, there is a hairline under that big flap that hangs over his forehead.
Yeah, there is. I think you can kind of
forehead.
See it.
Yeah, yeah. And I always thought that his hair was made up sort of the way that Christian Bale does his hair in that movie.
It's American Hustle.
American Hustle. Thank you very much. So regardless, so after Tuesday's show, we get this big bombshell news, which is what I think actually precipitated Rosenstein to give us the next bombshell news item. It's just one thing after another. I said yesterday on Facebook that the tennis ball machine is really working overtime. Someone has to rinse it down with some cold water or something.
It's like Liz Winstead said, like, breaking, everything is breaking.
Everything is breaking. I mean, every day is another major.
You just have to get over and get used to the fact that you're going to, like, we're going to finish this show and then something's going to break.
Something's totally going to happen right at the end of the show. And I have no idea what it could possibly be.
But it's so exciting. Even though it's awful and I would never wish for this, I would much prefer having Hillary Clinton as president. But since we have to go through this f***ing her up, I have to stop.
Well, that's okay.
Like, bleep everything. We have to go through this horrendous nightmare. It's really exciting to see people fighting back and to see all this stuff leaking out.
Yep.
But I want to reiterate, and what I've been, you know, I made a post about this on my Facebook page, you know, however long this takes, no matter what, let's just say Trump is removed, like Trump resigns this month. Let's just say that happens.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We still have to resist, because what we're resisting is, you know, aside from Trump, is the Republican agenda. And frankly, the Republicans can accomplish a lot more without this guy in the way. You know, Pence, or whether it's going to be Pence or Ryan, mm-hmm. or even Hatch.
Yeah.
Because it looks like Pence is pretty damn guilty. And I'm sure they all are. And if it does ever go down to Hatch, it doesn't matter. We still, you know, they have their agenda, and they're going to ram all of their legislation through.
Amazing to me that we're talking about the concept of President Orrin Hatch.
I know.
To get that deep into the presidential line of succession, there is something seriously, seriously awry in the system. And what we're hearing now is that Mike Pence is sticking with his story. And this is specific to Mike Flynn. And he is saying that what he said on around March 4th, that was the first that he had been hearing of it, you know, and that Mike Flynn lied to him. That was the first that Pence had ever heard about Mike Flynn colluding with Turkey or Russia or anything like that, which is almost impossible, given that Mike Pence was so ensconced in the transition. In fact, Mike Pence was the head of the transition. There is no way that Mike Pence didn't know what Mike Flynn was up to.
And did you hear his latest move that this week he filed paperwork to form his super PAC, the Great America Committee?
Who did that?
Pence.
Pence did?
Yes.
Great America Committee, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, there have been people kind of speculating, and this is like pure speculation, that Mike Pence is pulling a Frank Underwood in all of this, that he's working behind the scenes, and that some of the leaks are coming from him.
Yeah.
And that he's been basically operating from the beginning.
He goes home and he goes, "Mother, things are about to get better for us."
Yeah. Him and Mother sit by the open window and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, right.
And talk about how their plan is being hatched against Donald Trump. But I mean, who knows? But I mean, the fact is that it's very possible that if they get Trump, and they're going to get Flynn, they're going to get Manafort, they're going to get Carter Page, they get Trump too, it's entirely possible that they could end up with Pence. And then there's all of these rumors on Twitter now about the Republicans
taking Russian money.
Yeah, it's
going back to, I've talked about this on the after party. I'm following, you know, Claude Taylor, Louise Mensch, and John Schindler, a bunch of other ones on Twitter. And, you know, they get a lot of crap, some from liberals.
Yeah.
I believe even Malcolm Nance has had some things to say about him. But you can't deny that in the last month or two, they have been putting out information that has come to pass, and they have been scooping mainstream media on it. So for what it's worth, you know, you can't take anything that they say as actual fact. You just read it and say, I wonder what's going to happen here. So Louise Mensch, actually, this is fascinating. Louise had talked about, I think it was Tuesday, she put out a blog talking about U.S. Marshals getting something in agreement with the Department of Justice. She wouldn't say, like, she didn't know what it was. She didn't know when it was going to happen. Evidently, somebody who works at the EDVA, the Eastern District of Virginia, in the courthouses, saying that there were marshals in military gear, in riot gear. And they were clearing out the courthouse. Evidently, that wasn't on the news, but it was from somebody who worked there. So she had reported that on Tuesday, and then this story comes out, somebody I know, who said that they saw this going on. So take it for what it's worth, yeah. All for what it's worth. But Mensch was saying that, you know, Pence has his, she has like a paragraph dedicated to Pence on why he's guilty and he's going to go down. And one of the things that she said about Ryan was that he is on, I guess the NSA has intercept of him admitting that Russian money is going into the GOP and that there's a RICO case against the whole GOP.
RICO case, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's gotten down to a RICO case with that, with the Republican Party itself, which is staggering to think about. And then we have this extra layer of, and not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but we've got this extra layer of idiot Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader.
Just can't keep it in.
Can't keep it in. Blabs about Putin paying both Trump and Dana Rohrabacher.
It didn't happen. And then, oh, it did. It's on tape. It was just a joke. We're just kidding.
That's the funniest part of that story is that the reporter who broke the story and was privy to the tape, they don't have a copy of the tape. They were just listening. They just got a chance to listen to the tape from their source. And so they called Paul Ryan's office, I believe, and said, we've got this thing, and it said, and we've got you saying this, and Kevin McCarthy said that about Putin paying Trump and Rohrabacher, and they denied it. I mean, their first reaction was, oh, that never happened. And then the reporter from the Washington Post said, oh, yeah, we have a tape. Oh, yeah,
oh,
look.
It was just a joke. Oh, yeah, see, here. That's what you got to tell.
And then their reaction was, oh, we were just kidding.
It was just fun in you.
Yeah,
we
those were Republicans.
Just fun in you. That's what I always said I was going to say to cops when they pull me over for speeding. I was just kidding.
I was going fast as a joke. Can't you take a
Don't
joke?
Don't you get it?
What's wrong with you? But anyway, so we'll come back to that whole story because there are many layers to the Kevin McCarthy story on top of the fact that Kevin McCarthy has a record of accidentally blurting out not only incomprehensible things, but also things that happen to be true. So we're going to get back to Kevin McCarthy here in a second. But we've got Robert Mueller coming in as special counsel to investigate or to head up the investigation into Trump Russia. This is a huge, huge deal. This broke yesterday. This means that the system, and I think this is the thing that's making me breathe a giant sigh of relief. I have to be perfectly honest with you. Last night, I slept through the entire night. I haven't slept through the night uninterrupted. I mean, I slept from literally midnight. I think the first time I woke up was maybe 6:30, something like that. Hmm. I've been getting up at like 3 a.m. every night. And it hasn't been one of those things that, you know, the machinery of my brain is working in overdrive. And I'm thinking, about, oh, Trump, what's going on with Trump and Trump Russia? It's not like that. But I haven't been able to sleep. I was able to sleep like a baby last night. Hmm. And it was partly, I think, because I feel like now we have indications that the system is actually working, that the executive branch can police itself and the executive branch can pursue justice in a way that is uninterfered with by the authoritarian in the White House, who, by the way, I mean, again, this is just a preliminary amount of satisfaction, because at some point in the future, it's entirely possible that Trump is just going to go absolute 1000% bat.
Yeah.
And he's going to, I mean, I put nothing past him. It's entirely possible that if they conclude that Trump was involved in the collusion and they try to remove Trump from office, whether it's the 25th Amendment or whether it's some sort of, which is a long shot to me, as long as the Republicans control Congress, an impeachment is completely a long shot. One way or another, they try to remove Trump from office, that he would end up barricading himself in the White House, ordering the military to surround the White House grounds to make sure that he can't be removed. I mean, I'm thinking anything is possible.
Putin
with this guy
would probably have to give him that idea, because I don't even know if he's capable of that kind of independent thought.
You know what? I think Trump is, and by the way, if I give that caveat one more time, I'm going to be interchanging Putin and Trump and their names ongoing, and also throwing in Nixon in the mix too. But regardless, I think that Trump is entirely capable of doing a wide variety of things on his own volition. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even include, as you've been saying, with advice from Vladimir Putin, because, you know, we were talking about this off the air, which is, and this is just a kind of a, I'm just trying to think and speculate and consider what the extent of the collusion might have been. And with this, and I guess we're going to jump into this Kevin McCarthy thing here. With this information from Kevin McCarthy, and again, factoring into the equation that, yeah, it could be a joke. It could be just him saying something stupid. There is a minuscule possibility that that's the case. But if it's real and Putin is actually paying Trump, it occurred to me yesterday when this story broke, Putin is actually giving Trump money, or Putin gave Trump money to run for president. I mean, at one point we have a record of Trump lending.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Trump lent his campaign $45 million of his own money at one point. And I don't know. I don't remember exactly. I'm not privy to the complete amount that Trump spent on his presidential campaign. But I do know that it was quite a bit. And I do know that at one point he used $45 million of his own money. That was one lump sum that he transferred from his own accounts into Donald Trump Makes America Great Again PAC, or whatever the Trump campaign is. And did that money come from Vladimir Putin? Was that money somehow laundered through Paul Manafort or one of the oligarchs?
I'm sure I'm sure it was. And, you know, I mean, as we've talked about this off, you know, the podcast, you know, I'm ready to go down any avenue as a possibility. I'm certainly not going to say, oh, this is absolutely how it is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. You know, we're all just here trying to figure out what's actually going on because we don't have the answer. So in the meantime, you know, it's like you said, we speculate.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it past Putin at all to be paying Trump as well as providing the money he needed to campaign.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised at all if if that whole birther thing was the idea of the Russians.
Right.
Because it makes sense. If that was the case, then you think about it. Putin wants control of the United States. Mm-hmm. He wants control of everything, but the United States would be the biggest get for him.
Yep.
And so, you know, how could he do that? Well, he can see very clearly that we have this divide in our country. We have this divide and we have all of these angry right-wingers who hated President Obama and said that he was Muslim. Hey, here's an idea. Here's an idea, Trump. You know, you go out there and you tell everybody he isn't, you know, he's from Kenya. I don't trust his birth certificate. And, you know, when was Trump political before? All of a sudden he gets this hard on for Obama. Now, I do think he's a racist, but, I don't know. It seems kind of odd, you know, looking back, that he just he had a hard on for this story and he wouldn't let it go for 5 years. And I think it could be a way to get a huge part of that base in line to vote if he were to get the nominee, which he did.
Well, you know, just to briefly correct you.
Or the nomination, I mean.
Trump has been dabbling in politics since, 1988? He was thinking about running in 1988.
Yeah.
But the fact remains that he did spend a considerable amount of time, most of the time in which he was on The Apprentice, and not even really dabbling in politics.
Right, I mean, but it was like that was the one thing that he just would not let go.
And then, what was it, 2011 rolled around, and he suddenly dove into the birth certificate thing long after the birth certificate scandal had been just laid to rest. And well, it wasn't even a scandal. It was just a stupid conspiracy theory from Orly Tates, for God's sake. And then suddenly after Orly Tates goes away, the whole birth certificate thing just completely died after the election. And then suddenly Trump
let's resurrect. I can't say resurrect in a Russian
accent.
That's
the point. Putin talking to Trump. Let's
resurrect this birther.
Let's do this thing. You go start talking about birth certificate and we do
just
business
trust me.
Together. I give you 45.
Believe
me. This I can tell you.
It'll be tremendous.
And then what you do is you say to President Xi, have some chocolate cake and then we will bomb Syria.
By the way, that voice, that's the voice that I do for every man who lives east of Europe. That is like everyone in Asia or West Asia and then on eastward.
Well, I used to live in Russia. And
that's right. You lived in Moscow during the Soviet era.
Yes. And so although I am not an expert on communism,
right,
I lived there and I got to see. I was 12 years old and I got and the reason is because my father was a cameraman for ABC News. So I got to see firsthand this huge country that, you know, just the fact that they were under communist rule, it was very easy to keep them in line. There were militiamen on every street corner, yeah. And you know, Russians were just too afraid to step out of line. And I saw a big country where this happened, so I understand very well that this can happen here. But going back to the accent thing.
But wait, before you continue forward, though, when your dad was in news, did he ever know Roger Ailes? Because I don't know. No. He might be mourning the loss of Roger. Roger Ailes is dead now, right? See, I told you. I thought I was going to stop doing it, but I just can't help myself.
He did not know Roger Ailes.
Okay. All
right. But I had a Russian teacher, and she told me, her name was Renata Maximovich, and she told me that I had a perfect Russian accent.
Well, that's outstanding, and you can also speak a little bit of Russian, too, right?
Здравствуйте, как дела?
What does that mean
exactly?
That
means, hello, how are you?
Oh, very
good. And also, я знаю, где КГБ, which is, I know where the KGB is.
Do you know how to say
it? I posted this on my Facebook page. I used to say that to the Russian guards at the American embassy, and I was like this chubby, dorky looking 12-year-old with big thick glasses, and I would go up in my squirrel, you know, my squirrel Russian hat,
yeah,
which at the I would not have now because it's a squirrel hat, but at the right. time I had it. And it was purchased for me, and I would go up to the guards and I would look at them and go, "Я знаю, где КГБ," and they would just look at me like, "You stupid idiot."
Do you know how to say in Russian that Roger Ailes is dead? God
no,
damn it.
I don't I'm know.
Sorry to Roger Ailes' family.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, so I guess we got to... let's talk about Harry's Razors here. And then we'll get back into all of the Robert Mueller stuff. And we've got a misspelled tweet today from Trump that was deleted in violation of the Presidential Records Act and so much more. But I am, God, I hate to say it. Usually I am well shaven by the time it's showtime. Today, no. I haven't used my Harry's razor today, but I swear to God, after the show is over, I'm going to take a nice refreshing shower, and then I'm going to shave, a clean, close shave with my German-engineered Harry's razor, all right? Smooth, clean shave that glides like butter. Comes right to my door at half the cost of the big name brands. That's Harry's, and that's what I love about shaving with those blades. From the hefty balanced handle that fits your hand to the precision engineered 5-blade cartridges that come with a lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, and a travel cover to Harry's rich lathering shave gel. It all started when Harry's founders, Jeff and Andy, have you seen Jeff and Andy on the commercials? I just saw them the other day. I saw my first Harry's commercial on TV, and I finally got to see what Jeff and Andy look like. They're hot. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Jeff and Andy, hot. But they got tired of being ripped off on blade prices. One big company in particular jacked up their prices again and again and made a fortune while we all spent a fortune. And Jeff and Andy quickly discovered the problem. It was the middleman, so they bought their own factory. One that's been making blades for over 100 years so they can ship top quality blades directly to you. The result? Quality products at your door for half of what you've been paying. And that's the Harry's story. Become a part of it. Go to harrys.com right now to try their new shave set free of charge. You just pay the shipping. Sign up at harrys.com/BOBC. That's harrys.com/BOBC. And because you're a loyal listener to this podcast, Harry's will even throw in a free post-shave balm. It's the mother of all balms. But only if you log on to harrys.com/BOBC. Do it now.
The Bob Seska Show. Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Oh, we're back. Hey, hi, hello, how you doing? That's, yeah, I know, I was just going to say that. Chris Cornell. Chris Cornell committed suicide, is that it?
Yeah, I guess he hanged himself.
Is that the official explanation?
That's what I read, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was 52, and I guess he was on tour.
Jesus Christ, what the hell is going on? That's all kinds of wrong.
His voice just takes me back to the 90s.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and I got to thinking again. I'm just like, God damn it, Gen X, we're a bunch of old people now.
I know.
We're old and
we're not
dying
really
now.
Old. We're just like
older.
You know, we're the middle-aged crew. But I mean, if we live to be 100. Well, I'm going to be 49 this year.
Seeing like, did you see the latest pictures of Metallica? Metallica looking like, seriously, looking like old men with gray hair. They've all got gray hair now. Metallica, for God's sake.
I know.
Anyway.
Well, Mick Jagger doesn't.
I wonder why that would be.
I wonder.
I wasn't the biggest Soundgarden fan, although I liked Soundgarden just
yeah,
about
me, the same.
About as much as anybody who was in college at the time that they were popular. But I do recognize him as a mega talent in music and certainly in modern music, and his loss will be profoundly felt, I think, as I think the music industry is slowly fading into something that is almost unrecognizable. It's really kind of sad to watch. But nevertheless, okay, so we have a misspelled Trump tweet.
Like two. I think there's two. Or at least he misspelled two words.
Oh, did he really? Because I just saw that he misspelled counsel.
And which, illegal.
He misspelled illegal?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm trying not to
and
hyperventilate.
Then, I'm just sorry, I sent this to you on your Facebook, but the latest thing that I just saw is Trump expected to pick Joe Lieberman as FBI director.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, God. Oh, God, please, Robert Mueller. I know Robert Mueller is kind of a slow, deliberate investigator. But hurry it up. Hurry. Because this is all, seriously, this is all, it's all damage. I can't stop saying it. It's all damage. Every second he's in the White House, already he's pissing off Israel. Did you see the latest?
Yes.
That he's just, I mean, on top of blabbing classified information to the Russians that was given to him through Israel. But then you have this Western Wall gaffe, where they misplaced the location of the Western Wall, and then they there was a story that was reported this morning, in which Trump was supposed to visit a sacred place in Israel. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Masada.
Yeah,
it's like this ancient ruins on top of this. It's very difficult to get to. It's on top of a plateau that's it's almost impossible to get up there. Trump wanted to land his helicopter up there, and because they wouldn't allow the helicopter to land there, Trump just canceled the entire visit to that location.
God damn it!
I know. So we got Trump whining on Twitter, which is nothing new, just like, and I knew last night, I knew as soon as this story about the special counsel broke, that Trump would be unable to restrain himself from whining and commenting on it. And I'm pretty sure that at some point soon, they're going to start, or has Fox News already started attacking Robert Mueller?
Well, actually, there was something on the Daily Banter about WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks is already attacking Robert Mueller. Is that?
Yeah, I don't know the exact story, but it is on Banter.
God damn it! So I mean, it's only a matter of time too before we hear from some House Republican screecher like Steve King or Louis Gohmert or one of those guys who will introduce a bill to defund the special counsel. I bet that's right around the corner.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I'm speculating here that I have no information to that end, but I do believe that this is within the purview of the Republicans.
I mean,
this
they're
is the kind
just,
of crap that they always
do. I don't trust them at all.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Trump tweets this whiny diaper baby. He said here, with all of the illegal acts and apparently illegal. No, I think he's got illegal spelled correctly here. Illegal with I-L-L-E-G-A-L. Is that it?
I don't know. There was something I saw.
Yeah, illegal. No, he misspelled counsel.
Counsel. Okay, I got it.
C-O-U-N-C-E-L.
There you go. I thought he did two words. That's so my bad. Sorry.
What an idiot. What a phenomenal idiot. Just misspelling that and then deleting it in violation of the Presidential Records Act. But again, it's like another whiny thing. With all of the illegal acts that took place in the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration, there was never a special counsel appointed.
The other kids get
poor little baby Trump.
But don't you see the other kids are doing drugs and drinking? And I don't do anything wrong. Why don't you go after those other kids?
Obama smoked pot.
Jesus Christ.
So did George Bush.
Then he tweets here, this is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American
history. Let
me get my
tiny violin.
There it is. The single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. And then he was speaking at the Coast Guard commencement the other day. and had to use that occasion to whine again.
Yeah, I just want to hear the song Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me playing in the background.
Here's Trump whining at the Coast Guard commencement.
Never, ever, ever, ever give up.
Never, ever.
Things will work out just fine. Mm-hmm. Look at the way I've been treated lately.
By the way, it's not going to work out just fine for him.
No.
Sorry. Never giving up is not going to help you, Donald Trump.
Never, ever, ever give up.
It's just,
things will work out just fine.
No.
Look at the way I've been treated lately.
No, look at it. It's so
especially
sad.
By-
it's so sad. Look at the way he's been treated. Look at all of the things that he's been unfairly attacked for. You know, all these stupid things that he actually does to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be immensely blinded by your ideology to not see that most of this is of Trump's own creation.
Well, they are blinded.
Yeah, they're completely blinded. Yeah, and those comments are a good indication. But I mean, they just don't. They don't want to. I mean, at some point, you have to say to yourself, "Do I really want to be on record for all of history, preserved on the internet?"
They're not even thinking about that. They just hate leftists.
Preserved throughout history, embracing this guy. Do I really want my children and grandchildren and their grandchildren to see, to go back and search my Facebook and search the internet and find my name and see that I supported a monster like Donald Trump or a monster like Roger Ailes, for that matter, or on down the line, any of these people, Vladimir Putin? Do you really... I mean, are you really proud of that? Are you really sure that
sadly
that's
they are?
That's the legacy that you want, the digital legacy that will be preserved for all time.
You know,
think about it.
They're as I've mentioned before, certain people that I no longer I'm friends with and on Facebook, and one of them had a picture of herself with Trump a long time ago. She was an actress, and so she, you know, posted this picture during the campaign season. And her mother came on and somebody asked her, "Are you voting for Trump?" And she said, "Yep." And then somebody said how proud they were.
Yeah.
And the same thing, I have a friend from high school whose mother came on and said she's so proud of her daughter.
She's proud clinger.
Right wing and bitter clinging, proud and clingers.
Like, I can't believe, you know, it's this one woman who I was friends with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always known that she's Republican, and I don't understand it because she's really smart and she is very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Always has been self-sufficient and understands the importance of equality and all of that. So I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's just, it's tribalism is all it is, really. They've decided that I'm linked to this team and I'm going to cheer for this team no matter what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's this stubbornness that goes along with modern politics now. No one wants to admit that their team effed up. In this case, seriously effed all over the bed. I'm just trying desperately not to use. They shit the bed. They totally shit the bed is what I'm getting at here. Here, let's continue.
They effed the bed.
They effed the bed. Here's more of Donald Trump at the commencement the other day.
By the media. No politician in history. And I say this with great surety.
Yeah. That by the way, that little bit there, that little insert that he threw in, great surety, that sent most of us to the dictionary to make sure that was a word. I found out that it is a word. I think it's spelled S-U-R-E-T-Y, surety. But I think he was like, whew, got that one out. I almost said something that wasn't a word, but I came up with surety. Thank God it's a word.
Has been treated worse. Or more unfairly.
Aww.
You can't let them get you down.
Aww.
You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
Yeah. When you want to become a dictator.
I guess that's why we won.
Yeah, that's why he won. Is he can't stop talking about how much he won by. Don't ever let, Kimberly Mad Dog Johnson, don't ever let people get in the way of becoming a dictator. If you want to become a dictator, go forward and be the best goddamn dictator that you can possibly be. Then his official statement after Mueller was appointed as special counsel, Trump released this statement. As I have stated many times, a through investigation, it's supposed to be thorough, but it's a through investigation will confirm what we already know, that there was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. I look forward to this matter concluding quickly. In the meantime, I will never stop fighting for the people and the issues that matter most to the future of our country.
Bull S.
Yep, it's a bull S. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay, and then we also learned today that the Trump campaign had 18 previously undisclosed contacts with Russia. I assume that this is because it says...
during April to November or something.
Yeah, April to November, right after Paul Manafort joined the campaign. There's a shock. Paul Manafort and Carter Page joined the campaign right around that time. And then suddenly we hear about all of these contacts with the Russians. All right. Apparently, during the 2016 campaign, aides and advisors to Donald Trump, including Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, had no fewer than 18 contacts with senior Russian officials close to Vladimir Putin. Front and center of those contacts, the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak.
God damn it.
Who was just visiting the White House the other day. Reuters reported in an early morning exclusive on Thursday that the ambassador and a man who would become national security advisor were looking to create a secret back channel directly to Vladimir Putin and go around the traditional U.S. national security community. Also, by the way, it's unclear right now whether Mike Flynn is refusing to honor the Senate Intelligence Committee subpoena for his records, for his documents. They said originally today that he was refusing to turn over his documents.
He just hasn't yet.
Yeah, but now they've updated that story to say that he just hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible that he won't. I mean, it wouldn't shock me in the slightest. Because, I mean, we have reports also of Trump continuing to communicate with Mike Flynn and maybe directing him what to do. Trying to weasel in and say, hey, listen, don't give them your documents.
Well, there's also that story that somebody on Morning Joe hinted that he turned on Pence and that he had a story to tell.
That he turned on Pence or Trump?
No, Flynn.
That Flynn turned on Pence?
Yeah, here's the headline from Raw Story anyway. Morning Joe panel hints Flynn turned on Pence, quote, he had a story to tell. He's now starting to tell that story.
And then as recently as April, Trump was still communicating with Flynn. And in this one instance, Trump told Flynn to, quote unquote, stay strong.
Yeah.
Stay strong. Interesting use of words there. Stay strong. I remember I've used those words before. And it was right after the election. It was like the day or two or three right after the election. Everyone's writing me going, Bob, what do we do? And I would write back and say, stay strong.
Yeah.
We were in a predicament at that point in time.
Right.
November 9th, 10th, 11th, right around there, the days after the election, in which we all thought that it was crashing and burning all around us. And it still might. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not going to. But it was just an entire population of despondent people, people who didn't know what to do next, people who were terrified of what was coming. And my response was, stay strong. So this is Donald Trump basically saying, yeah, stay strong. And by the way, you're screwed.
Because we're all going down. Well, that kind of reminds me, last night on Lawrence O'Donnell, they were talking about Kevin McCarthy's thing.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
Because he said, Lawrence basically said he went to Catholic school, and if they wanted to make sure people knew they were telling the truth, they would say, swear to God. And that's what Kevin McCarthy
that's
said.
Right. Yeah, swear to God.
You know, when there was laughter after he said Putin paid Trump.
Yeah.
So he's like, swear to God.
Well, let's get into Kevin McCarthy right after one last break. More show right after this.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, let me ask you a question. You gotten anything for your dad for Father's Day yet?
Oh, balls.
Yeah, I totally forgot too.
No, I mean I got him balls soap. Bubble Genius makes soap that look like golf balls and smell like fresh cut grass in metal buckets.
Get out of town. He's crazy for the golf.
Don't forget your dad this Father's Day. Bubble Genius has balls and more for the first man in your life.
BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska!
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
There's a backseat!
All right, welcome back to the show today. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for supporting the show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Go right now and sign up for the postmortem show for $5 a month. You can also sign up for $10 a month. That gets you the postmortem show twice a week, plus the after party. $15 a month gets you all that stuff, plus an unbleeped commercial-free version of this here show right now. Go do it now. Also, the second half of today's show is brought to you by the Amazon link. Go shopping. Please do. Go shopping at Amazon.com, but go there through our link. It's just beneath the logo at BobSesca.com in all capital letters. It says Amazon link. Click that link. It takes you right to the front page of Amazon.com. You go shopping. It's just the same as always. You buy anything you could possibly want right there at Amazon.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing extra and helps support the show. Okay, so thank you for doing that. Kevin McCarthy, you might remember Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy made some news a couple of years ago when John Boehner stepped down and there was a fight for the role of Speaker of the House. And Kevin McCarthy was the first guy who kind of stepped up and was in the running to be the next Speaker of the House. And he was screwed for a number of reasons, one of which was admitting that the Benghazi investigation was all about. And this is something he actually said. He accidentally blurted the truth on television, and it destroyed his chances for Speaker of the House. And he said that Benghazi was all about stymieing Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. He was like, oh yeah, I see the Benghazi investigation's going forward. Hillary Clinton's numbers are dropping.
F you.
And then I thought it was that. I thought it was a little bit of that. I also thought it was because Kevin McCarthy has trouble with delivering speeches. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what the problem is, but here's Kevin McCarthy talking at the time. Something to do with grandchildren and, I don't know, saving America for the future, something like that.
It had to be hundreds of thousands of their grandchildren to make that decision. We don't have the same as difficult decision, but this White House is managing the decline and putting us in tough decisions for the future.
For the future. What? What? That makes no sense. Here's Kevin McCarthy talking about Iraq and Syria.
This safe zone would create a stem of flow of refugees.
Unlike during
the surge in Iraq, when Petraeus and Crocker had an effective politically strategy to match the military strategy. We have isolated Israel
military.
While holding places like Iran. The absence of leadership over the past 6 years has had a horrific consequences all across the globe. In the past few years alone, I have visited Poland, Hungary. Estonia, Russia, and Georgia.
That is Kevin McCarthy. Oh my God, That's so funny. It reminds
me of a certain liberal blogger I know.
Yeah. Right. This guy visited Hungary. Who knew?
I remember that. I do remember.
Who knew that you could visit?
Everybody was talking about it.
Hungary. Okay, so here's the conversation as reported by the Washington Post. McCarthy says, let me set the scene here. This is an important bit of context that I'm glad that Rachel Maddow talked about this last night, that it was really at the tail end of her show, so she wasn't really able to dig into the meat of this story. But the context of this conversation, it happened right after McCarthy and Paul Ryan had emerged from separate talks at the Capitol with Ukrainian Prime Minister Vladimir Groysman. By the way, that's my favorite superhero, Groysman. Hello, I'm Groysman.
Groysman.
I'm Groysman, here to save Ukraine. See if this sounds familiar. Groysman described a Kremlin tactic of financing populist politicians to undercut Eastern European democratic institutions. What could that be? And then Kevin McCarthy emerges and says Putin pays Trump right after he learned from Groysman that the Kremlin likes to finance populist politicians to undercut Eastern European democratic institutions. Just as is what happened here. Strange, crazy coincidence, isn't it?
What a winky dink.
Yeah. So this conversation occurred right after they met with Groysman. McCarthy says, there's two people I think Putin pays. Rohrabacher, as in Dana Rohrabacher, and who's a member of Congress, a Republican, and Trump. And then there's laughter. And then McCarthy says, as you said before the break, swear to God, McCarthy says. And then Paul Ryan responds, this is an off the record, ha 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 laughter. No leaks laughter. All right. And then more laughter. Then Ryan says, this is how we know we're a real family here. And then Steve Scalise jumps in and says, that's how you know that we're tight.
March in lockstep. March in lockstep.
More laughter. And then Ryan says, what's said in the family stays in the family. You know what? I just have to say this right here at the outset. F*** Las Vegas. I hate that Las Vegas has inserted that thing into the vernacular in the United States.
Yeah.
That you can just say that. And so it's like now it's an excuse. Like everyone's like, well, okay, this is giving us carte blanche to do whatever the F we want.
Right.
Because we've said this Las Vegas slogan. What happens in Vegas stays. Vegas. Stupid Vegas. All right, so here's the actual timeline of events. Because what's important here, again, as I said at the top, context, context, context. This happened months before news of Russia's involvement in the hacks to help Trump was made public.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we knew back in June that Russians were behind the DNC hack. That was right around June 14th. And then on June 15th, the day after news broke that Russians had been the ones who had hacked the DNC, the day after was this McCarthy conversation. I mean, literally, that happened June 14th with we learned about the Russians. June 15th, the McCarthy conversation. June 19th, Trump is nominated at the convention. July 19th, Trump is nominated at the convention. So that's over a month later. Mm-hmm. July 25th, we learned for the first time that Russia hacked to help Trump specifically. And I remember covering that on this show on July 26th. Yeah. We talked about, Chez and I talked about it as being the biggest story of the year. And so this happened again, this McCarthy conversation happened more than a month and 10 days before we learned that Russia was hacking to help Trump. So McCarthy knew something. McCarthy had a hunch about something to specifically name Trump at that point. While Trump was running for president, there was no real public speculation that there was any link between Trump and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
At least not that anyone in political internet or elsewhere was talking about. I don't remember anything like that. So that's that. And so how did McCarthy know? Maybe Groysman told him. I mean, how could they have found that out? So it's entirely possible that McCarthy and Paul Ryan and other members of the Republican caucus or Republican leadership knew about Trump and Russia. So what did the Republican leadership know, and when did they know it?
Well, you know, I mean, there's all this talk of compromat, and since we know that so much of Russia's, values, if you want to call them, line up with the Republican Party, it wouldn't surprise me at all if this whole kind of, compromat where the Russians promise money, and boy, Republicans love their money, not to say Democrats don't, but the Republicans love their money, and then they get involved doing something, and then the Russians have them, and then they kind of all know what's going on. I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing, but I don't trust any of them. You know, I really hope that this is true, that there's going to be a RICO case brought up against the whole party.
Yeah, because if the party has been taking foreign money from Russia, which is now has to be considered a hostile foreign power.
Yeah.
I mean, even before they conducted this massive cyber attack on the United States, they had to have been considered at least a frenemy, if nothing else.
Well, what they do to their own people.
Yeah.
For anybody who hasn't seen the documentary about Pussy Riot, I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It's very good. And those women, you know, I mean, I consider myself an activist, but I am nothing compared to what they will sacrifice for freedom.
Yep.
These girls, and they were girls, went to Russian jail. And then when they got out, they went right back to rabble rousing.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And I still can't fathom why anyone on the left would soft pedal on Putin. I do not get that. I do not understand where you're coming from. When you liberal Puritan in the Greenwald sphere starts downplaying the threat of Vladimir Putin.
Well, I think they hated Hillary Clinton so much. And, you know, I just have to say, as a former full-on Bernie supporter. He has done nothing but disappoint me, and I do not support... I mean, I still support his view and his ideal, you know, his ideas for this country. You know, I want single payer. I want higher minimum wage, all of that stuff. I want all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the way he's conducting himself and behaving is disappointing. He recently suggested that, you know, we shouldn't jump to, first of all, he said that liberals shouldn't politicize the Russia thing because there may not be proof of collusion. Okay, fine. There may not be proof, but there's so much smoke right now. You can't even breathe. And then what was it he said yesterday? Something about not being ready to jump on the impeachment train, or I don't remember.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
It's like, I mean, oh my God. And the thing is what he's doing is he's fanning the flames of the left that wants to deny anything's happening with Russia.
Yep, exactly. I mean, obviously, it also gives people motivation to suggest that Bernie Sanders doesn't want to mention Russia because he doesn't want to admit that Russia helped Bernie Sanders specifically because...
Yeah.
Because of the bots and the bots were in there supporting Sanders and injecting misinformation into Clinton groups and so forth. And I guess he doesn't want to be linked to that. Maybe
I don't know. I don't know what's in his mind. All I know is that I'm so disappointed in his actions lately.
Well, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. I know we're running way, way long at this point, and which is, I guess, predictable based on what's been happening in the news. I mean, it's so much stuff to talk about today. I'm going to make the postmortem show free today. So if you're listening to this free show on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever the hell else, SoundCloud, et cetera, BobSeska.com, you can go to Patreon.com/Bob and Chez right now, and you can listen to the postmortem show for free.
Yeah.
Get a hint in terms of what it sounds like, all the obscenities that occur. But there's still more stuff that we need to cover on Trump-Russia and all kinds of other things surrounding or orbiting the Trump disaster. And that'll be coming up on the postmortem show. Again, if you want to sign up and get it every week, you can get 2 postmortem shows a week for just $5 a month. If you want to get the after party, which is happening tomorrow, that's $10 a month. Plus, you also get the 2 postmortem shows for free, too. Yeah. $15 a month gets you all that stuff, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of this show.
And if you do $1,000 a month, Bob Seska will send you naked pics.
That's exactly right. I have them sitting right here. By the way, before we wrap up the free show, I did want to mention that Rick Wilson had the tweet of the day yesterday. I thought this was a great tweet. He wrote here, "Dear Trumpers," I always love it when Rick Wilson talks to the Trumpers. "Dear Trumpers, no wall, no tax cuts, no Obamacare repeal, no trade deals. You get nothing. nothing but months of pain.
Right? You get nothing.
Yeah.
You lose. Good day, sir."
That's right. All right, the postmortem show is coming up next. Thank you to Kimberly Johnson. She's you can see more of her on her Facebook page and at Liberals Unite and at the Huffington Post and at her podcast at Start Me Up, patreon.com/startmeup. And buy her book. It's called Peyton's Choice, brand new.
On Amazon.
Amazon.com. Just search for Peyton's Choice. Or just click the link on the podcast page because I've got it linked all over the place. Take care, folks. Hang in there. Bye-bye.